Okay, let's begin our discussion of Erevin Yerushalmi, Daf Chaf, and we are on Yud Tes on the base, talking about, we started Perek Pachol Ma'arvin last time, and we're talking about what one is allowed to use for an Erev Tchumen, at least for an Erev Tchumen, that's what the Karban Eda said, but Pachol Ma'arvin here is referring to Erev Tchumen. So we discussed yesterday the Stira, does our Mishnah only reflect the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer is the one on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, right? That's where we have Bakol Ma'arvin Mishtatvin Chuspar Maimon Melach Divir Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua says Kikar Hu Eruv Afilu Ma'afasav Yipruse Ma'arvin Ba. Rabbi Yeshua had a different shita there. I don't say I explained this fully yesterday, so I just want to review it again over there. When the Mishnah is talking about Eruv Chatzeros, Rabbi Yeshua is more Machmir. Rabbi Yeshua says there you have to use bread. Kikar Hu Eruv. Afilu ma'afesav yiprusa in ma'arvin ba. You have to use a loaf of bread. And the question the Gemara implicitly applies is our Mishnah only according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says you could use anything over there, so you could use anything over here? And the Gemara answers, no, maybe there's a chilek between Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen. Over there it just says the word ma'arvin. It doesn't say mishtatvin. So ma'arvin just means Erev Chatzeros. That's where Rabbi Yeshua would require bread. But here, by Erev Tchumen, maybe he would agree that you could use anything besides Mayim u'Melach. That's what the Gemara meant. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros mishtatvin over here. We use that lashon also b'chatzeros b'tchumen. So Rabbi Eliezer would have been including both, but Rabbi Yeshua might be the Tana of our Mishnah too. But he said he's only talking about erev tchumen and not erev chatzeros. Good. Then we went into right in the middle of your Tesvah base, Masnisa Rabbi Meir. The following Brisa, I think I might have said Mishnah, but it means the following Brisa seems to be like Rabbi Meir. Because the Brisa says, what do you have to use for Erev? Somebody that's eaten raw. As is. Then you can use that as Erev. But if you have to eat it with pas, you can't eat it alone. You have to eat it as a condiment with bread. That's not a good enough for Erev. So that's the Brisa. So this brisa seems to reflect the sheet of Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir, the Gemara adds, says you can't use garlic and onions for Erev. So why wouldn't that be? It must be because those are Nechal Chai Kamoshahu, and that's why the brisa reflects the sheet of Rebbe Meir. And the Gemara quoted the story. Rebbe Yehuda says it was a story that one time Rebbe Meir was in a certain place, and somebody came and said, oh, I got here because I said an Erev with onions. And Rebbe Meir says, wonderful to have you, but you cannot leave the four amos now where you came from. That was what we ended off. Hoshiva Rebbe Meir Bar Abba Amoshalo. Because that's the halacha. If one goes out of their Erev Tchum, on Shabbos, so then one wouldn't be able to go out of it. We had earlier in the Masechta the idea of somebody who has the heter to go out of the Tchum, so maybe we would allow them to walk around the whole city by a midwife and by the Edim we had from Masechta's Rosh Hashanah. But those are exceptions to the rule. So now the Gemara says, so Pasha Pshat is that Rabbi Meir is against our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says you could use anything for Erev Tchum except for Mayim and Melach. And Rabbi Meir says you can't use anything that can be in raw. So it seems like Rabbi Meir is a much more limited Shita. So the Gemara says maybe not. If they add all that into before the Afalgav. Afalgav to Rabbi Meir, right? Even though the Pasha is that it's against Rabbi Meir. No, it could even be like Rabbi Meir. Amar, the Mishnah says, "Bakol ma'arvin mishat v'chus b'nemen melach u'bilvad davashu nechal gachai kamoshu." Maybe the Mishnah has that condition, even though it doesn't say that condition in the Mishnah. But maybe the Mishnah also is referring to only items that could be in raw and by itself. The Gemara ends off and adds haluf v'hakulkis, these other types of items that are not fully food. Even the Rabbanan would hold that you can't use them, even though they don't go like as far as Rabbi Meir, but they would agree that you can't use them. It's not normal to eat them, even with bread. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. So it's one level even more stringent than the case of Rabbi Meir. Good. So the Mishnah had quoted a couple of halachas that have to do with excluding Mayim and Melach. It quoted Erev. It quoted Maaser Sheni. That's what we're going to talk about on today's daf. Then it quoted Nedarim, which comes up towards the end of today's daf. So we have three areas of halacha. Erev Tchum, Maaser Sheni, which also you have to buy food, and Nedarim, if you make a neder from food, what is included. Those are the three areas of halacha that are quoted. So says the Gemara, Taninan Shrein Klalin, Vlodami Chavachad. The Gemishta talks about two klalim, talks about Erev and Maaser Sheni, but they're not exactly the same. Vlodami chabachad, there are different rules. Bakol ma'arvinu mishtatfin. We're going to go with the Karbana Eidas Girsa, which is the Girsa of most on the page. Again, it just flips two lines. So if you look at the Karbana Eida, you could, for Erev Tchum, you could use anything. Ubilvad shedavar shehu ne'achal chai. Kabo shehu. But it has to be something that's able to be eaten in its present state. Erev requires, right, at the moment that it is placed, and at the beginning of Shabbos, it is edible. It is edible as is. Nechel kamoshe hu chai. But, vakol nilka, because of meiser, when it comes to meiser sheni, if I go to Yerushalayim with meiser sheni bunny, I don't have to buy something that's ready, edible, able to be in. Chutz by rai and melach, you can't buy water and salt, but, bein bedavar shenechel chai kamoshe hu, bein bedavar shenechel nechel chai kamoshe hu. Right? Even if it's not edible as is, right? After all, what's the classic item that you buy with Meister Shady money? Buy an animal to use as a carbon, to use as a carbon shlamim. So an animal, you have to shecht, you have to salt, you have to do a lot of things. It's not edible in its state. See, the carbonate says that of because of Meister Conan, I feel davar atzorach tikun. Kivan shal kalpanim, ayde tikun hunechal. It'll be eaten through the tikun, vavikim abakar vatzon, she'en nechalim ela ayde tikun. So, says the Gemara, even though the Mishnah links them and puts them as Eruv and Meiser, one after another, but there's still a difference between the two. Eruv has to be edible as is, while Meiser Sheni does not. We continue the, Meiser Sheni itself, there's a limit to what one could buy. One has to buy food. We'll get to even limitations within the food in a minute, machlokas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel, but the general halacha is that one has to buy food, right? That's a mitzvah, that's an asay and a los asay, right? The asay is the hafrasha of the meiser sheni money, but then there's a los asay, or it's a smach of an asay. The Rambam talks about this at length at the end of the eighth shorish mini, but it's counted. If you look in the Rambam and the Chinuch, there's a mitzvah of meiser sheni. That's a mitzvah zaseh. So is that a mitzvah of hafrasha? Pasha mitzvah of hafrasha. Look in the chinuch, tafayin gimel. Lo hotzi meiser sheni min atfua barba shnei shmita, 1, 2, 4, and 5. After those years, after meiser rishon, you take off meiser sheni. And ubir akasav shim yirchak mimenu amakom velo nuchal se'iso sham rak betor gado botzom ruba. If it would take, it would be too hard, too expensive, too much of a schlep to take the fruit. She nifdeo so v'na led them up Yerushalayim. You can bring the money up and otziem sham betzorche achila v'shtia bilvat. Eating and drinking. Something in the larger category of eating and drinking. And there's a los, and that's what the Rambam says in Ilchus Meiser Sheni in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. Meiser Sheni nitan la'achila v'shtia eating and drinking. Visicha kishtia. And smearing is similar, also a hana like drinking. Va'asar lotzio b'shar tzrachav. And you cannot use the Meiser Sheni money for other needs, even important needs. Kigon sheikach bo kelim ubegadim va'avadim. Shenemar lo nasati mimenu lemeis. Klomar. Lohotzisi oso bedavar she'enu makayim es haguf. That's to be something that not just lomeis, but something that helps me live. And that's nourishment or sicha. If I use it for other items, even for mitzvahs, I buy a coffin for a meis mitzvah, then I blew it, and I have to take the same amount of money and you buy food with that and treat it with the Meiser Sheni Kedushas. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says, again, but it's not halacha. It has to have food. Ochel, and there's a losasei related to this. This is the Chinuch talk, quotes this later on. That's in the Mikra Bikurim. The Isser lona sati men alumeis. This Rambam that we just quoted, that's counted as a losasei. Counted as a losasei. The Rambam has it as a losasei in Kufnun Beis. So that's a losasei. Just food. Okay. So, says the Gemara now. So, again, we just said there's a difference between the food that has to be left for Erev Tchum and the food that has to be bought with Meiser Sheni money. So, we continue now after that change of the Gersa. Our Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah, is according to everybody. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, they don't have any machlokas about what you're all about, let it buy for Erev. For Erev Tchumen. Va'kol nilka, b'kesa meiser, chuspan, I'm in a melach. That second line of the Mishnah is only going to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says only water and salt are excluded. But Rabbi Shmuel would exclude more. Baram, Rebbe Yishmael, but like Rebbe Yishmael, he excludes more items that you cannot buy with a Meiser Sheni money. Which items, Tani? Let's see the Brisa. Rebbe Yishmael, v'nasata ha-keseh b'chol asher tava nafshecha. Rebbe, you shall take the money, nafshecha, you shall take the money and take, buy with it whatever your heart desires. B'chol asher tava nafshecha is a cloud. That's a general. Babakar, the pasuk continues, babakar v'atzon v'ayan v'sheichar, cattle, sheep, wine, and intoxicating elements, sheichar, beer, harizaprat, uvachol, shetashachach, nafshecha, harizaklal acher. So it's a klal of prat uklal. So what's the rule? Klal of prat uklal, the einat don ela keinat prat. You have to, the examples are given in order to teach us about the rule. The question is, which characteristics of the rule are we going to focus on? That's the machlokas here, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, Lomar, ma prat mefurish davar shu vlad uvlados haaretz, only something that is a product. And it's a product of the ground, vlados haaretz. So af ainli, el davar shu vlad uvlados haaretz. Only items that are products and products of the ground. Products of the ground. Wine is a product of the ground, and beer, and animals. Animals here are included, products of the ground. They live off the ground. Let's continue for a second. Rabbi Akiva Mafarish, oh, let me just note that even right now, that already is a chiddush. Not a chiddush, but chiddush, like an unusual, but animals live off the ground. What's going to be excluded? Fish. We'll see fish. Fish don't live off the ground, they're in the water. But they, animals, not every context, are animals love, Gidule Karka, right? Always Tosfos in Baba Kama, talks about this. Tosfos in Baba Kama, Dav Nun Dalet Am Abeis. That's the same context of our Gemara. By Meister Shani, Primi, Privi, Gidule Karka. Hachamashma, Debakar Vetzon, Ikri Gidule Karka. Says Tosfos, Baba Kama, Nun Dalet Am Abeis. Sounds like from this Meister Shani Alacha, right? You're allowed to buy cattle and sheep with your Meister Shani money. So that's called Gidule Karka. Vitema, the Perakama de Kidushin, Gabe Ha'anaka, regarding the severance to an Evan, Amar di Kaz Rachmana Goren Havamina Gedule Karka in Bali Chaim Lo. Kaz Rachmana Tzon. You see from that context that Bali Chaim are not called Gedule Karka. The Ishlomar says Tosfos, Delinian Dovar Hayotse Mamish Min Haaretz, Lo Chashavim Gedule Karka. Depends what your rule is. Gedule Karka sometimes can mean lives off the ground or grows from the ground. So obviously the Nafkamin is an animal. An animal can live off the ground, right? Grass and trees and fruit, but it doesn't grow from the ground. So it depends what your context is and what your requirement is. But the Rambam, in the context of Dush, and we've quoted Chovel, wounding. Which malacha is wounding? Which malacha is Chovel? Chovel is definitely malacha. Which one? So many shitas in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says it's Shochet. Rashi says it's Tzoveya. The Rambam says it's Dush. It's Dush. Dush? If you wound somebody, it's Dush. Ein Disha Eleb Gudu LeKarka. Disha only applies to Gidule Karka. So how could Disha apply to if I punch somebody? Or the Rambam says if you milk a cow, it's the Malacha of Dash. So the Magen Mishnah says there in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, Ula Divrehem, Ava Bisha Amru, E Disha, Elib Gidule Karka, Behema Nikres Gidule Karka, Mavur Biksas Makomas Batamud. It must be Behema is called Gidule Karka. And then in the brackets here, Meahi Damrina, Shili Perakapara, Baba Kama, Nasata Keset, Babakar Vatson. Amazing, right? So here in this parenthesis, here in the Magen Mishnah, same exact point of Tosfos. You see from the Halacha Meister Sheni that animals are called Gidule Karka. So the Rambam says also regarding Hilchos Shabbos, Ula Zeh Kaz Efshar Shekaz Rabbeinu HaCholei V'Sebehema Chayiv. So that's the Gidule Karka issue. Okay, this is all Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael says that the Klal U'Prat U'Klal by Meister Sheni is teaching me it has to be a product of the ground. Rabbi Akiva Mefaresh, no, a different aspect of the klal. Ma prat mefurashu pri, it is something that grows. Rabbi Akiva is going to have three requirements. It's a fruit that grows, uvlad pri, and it's a product of a fruit, umachshire pli, and it's something that enhances fruit, af ein li eladarashu pri, uvlad pri, umachshire pri. So both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva exclude water and salt. Right? Cause water and salt are not pre, and they don't, they're not gadel, they don't grow, and they're not ochel. So what exactly is the nafkamina between them? Rishon and Bekiva both exclude mayim and melach, manafag mi benehon. So the Gemara says, dogam v'chagavim peinu pitrios, fish and grasshoppers, mushrooms, and the like. Rabbi Akiva, and I'll call him because of Meiser. Rabbi Akiva would allow you, because all of these are items that are pre, and they're machshire pre, right? They come from they are food. They enhance food. You can eat fish with. You can eat grasshoppers with. So even if just two out of three, right? Not all of them might have all of the elements, but they're all at least two out of three. But Rabbi Shmuel, Eino Kach, and Rabbi Shmuel would not allow these. Why? Fish did not come. Well, one of the requirements of Rabbi Shmuel is Vlados Haaretz. They were created from the ground during Sheshes and Mebrachus. Fish were not. Fish came from the water, and the grasshoppers came from a different source. The Gemara Chula calls it the rakak, something between water and land. And kameno pitrios don't grow from the ground, or they grow from the ground. They grow from the air. That's why you say shahakol. So the nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are dung of agam kameno pitriot, and therefore our Mishnah is reflecting the shita of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says only water and salt are excluded. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there would be more that is excluded. Period. Good. So again, Meister Sheni is a the Rama, by the way, says we pass the Meister Sheni's mama gavoha, right? It has kedusha to this Meister Sheni money. You take it up to Yerushalayim, you have to realize it has kedusha. Meister Sheni, the Rambam says, mamon gavoha hu shenemar lashem hu lefichach eno nikne b'matana elim im nasel lo hatevel v'chulu, and he continues. But again, Meister Sheni, we pass his mamon gavoha. We continue now in the Gemara. You can't buy water and salt. Why? Because it's not called, these aren't called nourishing. Salt and water aren't nourishing. It quenches thirst, but it has to be nizon. Midi de mazon ba'inan, says the Karban Eda. Mazon has to be food. Amarabi Levi, a different shot. Lefi shehin min klala. They're a type of curse. Salt and water are associated with curse, and you don't want to use that, right? The Karbanet says, what do you mean curse? Mayim mimeha mabul, right? The mabul, water is associated with curse, even though water is also associated with tumah atara, but in a certain sense, and salt with stone. The melachim is stone, those two. The Rav Chaim Kadievsky wonders, he says, why shouldn't you be able to use these items that are associated with curse for an Erev? He says, maybe, he says, lulei demistafina, I would say this line is going on the Meiser Sheni side, because by Meiser Sheni, it used the Lashon of Bracha in the Torah, so I can understand that Bracha, Klala, shouldn't be connected with Bracha, but regarding Erev, why shouldn't it work? But he says, what can I do? The Rishonim relate this to the Erev, and therefore, that's what I will do too. If you look in the Sefer Halacha LeMoshe, one of the Achronim in the back, he thinks, based on that and other problems, he thinks there's a Girsa problem. Lui de Mistafina, Haisi Omer, Shein Min Klala, Ta'us Hatfusu. It's a mistake. It shouldn't say the word Klala. There's a missing Yud between the two Lamids. There should be a Lud, and it should say Kalila. Kalila is light and inferior. Klomar, Mazon, Pachos, Vigarua, She'eno Chashuv. Like he says, of course, the Gemara in the Baba Kama in the first parak on Davav in the Bavli, Amridum Arav, Hai Tana Yerushalmihu, De Tana Lishna Kalila. He's a Yerushalmi that uses an inferior type of language, Kalila, Pachos Vigarua. So he says that's what he thinks it means here. These are Pachos Vigarua foods, and that's why you can't use them. So Kalila instead of Klala, but again, most on the page have Klala. Amar Balazar, so salt and water are excluded, but a son may melach, Milkan because of Meiser. But if you mix them together, mix the salt and the water together, so then that would be okay. You can buy that with Kesef Meiser, because Rabbi Elazar seems to hold, it has to be food. That's the only requirement according to Rabbi Elazar, is food, and now this is food. Rav Acha, b'shem Rabbi Meisha, he says, no, Yushan Aslan Tocho Shemen. It's only, salt water is going to work, unless you put oil into it also. If they put oil in, then you can mix it all together, and then it could be called not just food. Rav Elazar requires food. It would be food without, but it would be called pre, right? Because oil comes from olives, which come from the tree, so it would be enough to be called pre. Rav Yossi just wonders, though, if all this is true, that you have to put the oil in, me'ata lo ya'arev elo lefi cheshbon shebehen. You should only be able to use the amount of oil inside the mixture, because as we will learn, you need enough mazon for two meals, shtei sudos, to put there for the Erev Tchum. So if oil makes this kosher, so maybe you should only be able to use it if you put enough oil in order to function as an Erev Tchum. An Erev Tchum, that's how much you would need. And the Gemara goes into now, how much is that? Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, regarding Meiser Ani, back in Peah, Chatzi Lug Yayin, how much Meiser Ani? Half a lug of wine, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Revius, Omer Abelazar, V'chin Le'Erev. Same thing for Erev, same thing for Erev in terms of the wine. Omer Rabbi Chinina, Hadaz Tamer, B'yayin, that's by wine. Aval, skip the next word. B'shemen, Marvin Mazon Shtei Sudos, but regarding oil, enough that you use for two meals, which is a Revius, which is a Revius, like the Rabbi Akiva sheet, the Revius of a Lug, that's how much oil you would need. And that's how, again, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's as much oil would have to be mixed in to the salt water in order to have it count as your Erev. Tani, other sheet urim for Erev. Ma'arvin b'chomet mazon shtei sudos. You could use vinegar. Enough for two meals. How much vinegar is that? We'll see. Tani ma'arvin b'shem and mazon shtei sudos. Enough oil. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Shmuel. Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kidela tabel yerakaneg and mazon shtei sudos. How much vinegar? How much oil? What does it mean? Vinegar is a dip. So however much vinegar you would use at a normal meal to dip your bundle of vegetables, that would be good enough. So not enough oil, not drinking the oil for the whole meal. As much oil, as much vinegar that you would use to dip your vegetables in, that's enough for Erev. Rabbi Yitzchak Atushia, Amar Kumi Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shimon de Beis Rabbi Yanai, Afunim Chayim Arvin Bahen. Raw peas, Afunim Chayim, you can use as an Erev. That's the statement of Beis Rabbi Yanai. So is this a Chiddush? Is this obvious? Laminitz, or Chaler Beveir? It must be, according to the Meir, according to the Rabbanan, according to generally the Tan of our Mishnah, you could use anything except water and salt. So, of course, you could use raw peas. So what's the Chiddush, Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir, who we had on yesterday's daf. Laminitz, or Chaler Beveir. Shalot Tamar. Rabbi Meir, remember, said it has to be raw, eaten by itself. So these raw peas aren't so tasty by themselves. Shalot Tamar. Or they have another side effect. When you eat these, you get really bad breath. It's a foul odor. So you might think, it's not a chashuv item that you should use for your Erev. Kamash Malan, you can. So that's the, cause Kamash Malan, according to Rabbi Meir, Meir says, you should consider this as if it's something that's not eaten raw by itself. Now look at the carbonate. Dava hava amina. Tahavi kedavar sheino necho chai kemoshehu. Vein ma'arvin ma'an Rabbi Meir. That's what I would have thought. That was the hava amina, Kamash Malan. It can be used for Erev. Period. Dag maliach, ma'arvin bo. Other items that you can use for your Erev. For your Erev tchum, again, put outside and has to be there when Shabbos starts. Salted fish, ma'arvin bo. Basar maliach, salted meat, ma'arvin bo. Basar chai, ma'arvin bo. Raw meat you could use. Raw meat? Is raw meat edible? Titanina, because we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Menachos. What's the context of Meseches Menachos? It's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is on a Friday. It can't come out on a Friday according to our calendar. But if it comes out on a Friday, the Mishnah there talks about all the permutations of the Yom Kippur coming out, and when do you would do the Lechem Apanim? So when do you split up the Lechem Apanim? So Gemara says, the Mishnah says there, Tzadi Tesma Beza Menachis, obviously the Bavli, there is no Yerushalmi. If it falls out on Erev Shabbos, Si'ir Shal Yom HaKippurim Ne'achala Erev. The goat of Yom Kippur, the Karban Musaf, the goat of Yom Kippur will be eaten that night. So again, it's a Chatas, it could be eaten day and night. That's how the carbon chatas can be eaten, that for by the Kohanim. So usually, Motzoi Yom Kippur, they used to cook the Seir and they used to eat it. They used to eat it. The problem is, what if Yom Kippur is Friday? So tonight, Shabbos, you can't cook it. You can't cook it on Shabbos. So, what do you do? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Yishim Kippurim Nechala Erev, Bavliim, I'm sorry, Chalios Be'erev Shabbos, Seir Shal Yom HaKippurim Ne'echal La'erev, the Seir of the Muslim, the chatas. It's ne'achal la'erev, usually, v'ha'bavliim ochlan osok shuchai, v'neshet daitan yafeh. The bavliim used to eat it raw because daitan yafeh. Daitan yafeh. That's the quote that we have here. So you see that some people eat meat raw, and that's why you could use it for your erev tchum, because some people eat it raw. Interesting, the Gemara there discusses on Dafkuf in the Menachos. Gemara says there, Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Bavliim Heim Alexandrium Heim. They weren't really Bavliim, they were Alexandrium. Umitoch Shesonin Nesa Bavliim, because the Rabbanan didn't like the Babylonians, Koran Al Samashim Bavliim. They called these people, the Alexandrium, they called, oh, you Babylonians, because they didn't like the Babylonians. Why didn't they like the Babylonians? Tosfos quotes here, Nachas Daf Kuf, from the Gemara in Yuma, that they didn't come back, by Yesheni. They didn't come back by Mayasheni. Shalom Alu Mimei Ezra. There was a Beis HaMikdash. They didn't come back. Umashem Eskir Mosam L'Ginai. And why is this a negative that they did this? Al Sha'ochan Asasirim Chayim. Why is this? You get the impression that they were doing something wrong. The Rabbanim were upset and making fun of them. So why is it? Afagav de mitzvah ka'avdi. Ooh, even though they were doing a mitzvah, says Tosfos. Shalom Yavoli de Nosa. They didn't want it to become Nosar. Right, they didn't want it to, the next morning it would become Nosar. They didn't want it to come, see, even though they're doing a mitzvah, they didn't want it to come Nosar. So why are you like giving the impression that it's a negative? Lafishir gilu atzmam kemochein la'ochlam chayim af b'chol hashanim demechzi karaftanusa. They accustom themselves to be able to eat meat raw always. And when you eat meat raw, it looks like you're ravenous. It's not derech eretz. And therefore, they were upset. The Rishash here is medayik, unbelievable. The Rishash has something, a comment to say on almost every daf in Shas. Unbelievable. Whatever he says. But there's a Rishash on every daf in Shas. Kimat. So the Rishash here says, what does Tosfos say? And even though they're doing a mitzvah that it doesn't, it's not becoming to Nosar. What do you mean? What about, they're doing a mitzvah by eating Achilas Kanchim? Why does Tosfos use that lashon of, they're doing a mitzvah, shelo yavo'u lidei Nosar? The Rishash asks, why doesn't Tosfos say, because they're doing a mitzvah, because they're eating, karbanos. Because it must be that if you eat an animal, eat the meat raw, that's not a normal way of eating. And therefore, it's shalok kederech achila. If it's shalok kederech achila, that's why it could be you're not going to get the mitzvah. That's what the Rishash here says in regarding this issue. Let me find it. Where's the Rishash? Rishash here says, Mitalo kamar, du makami mitzvah zase deva achlu osam, mashma deva emes lo makami ba achila kazu, shi shalok kederech achilasan, viavagav de etzlanu derech achila lo mahani. And even though they themselves have accustomed themselves, this is the normal way of eating, they eat raw meat, it doesn't matter. But la daito, and he quotes the Mishnah Melech, and then he saw the Torah in Perakei Alachaches, where there's a page and a half of Mishnah Melech there, that's what the Rishash says. And then he said at the end, what Tosfos says at the end, they were margil themselves, mechzi kerev tanuta. Tosfos could have said something stronger. No, the reason they were upset is because they weren't doing the mitzvah say of achilas kanshim. Right? They were saving it from Nosar. But you might say back, they were doing this because there was no other choice. There was no other choice to save it. And that's a big sugya, about mitzvahs achilas kanshim. Is it about the mice or the gavra? Is it about the chefsa? Right, there's a Tosfos Yesharim in Yuma in the beginning of Torah Pakalfi. So there's a lot to talk about, but we will continue now. Says the Gemara. So raw meat is okay, salted and raw fish. Salted meat and raw meat. Rav Yudin boy had a kabuda. It's another type of fish. Hovi ilin kutay oklan. Mine chayam arin ba. Since the kutani eat it raw, you could also use it as an ear. Shlo bar shilas b'shem rav. Papuin gad gadani yosva chalug lugos ma'arvin bahen. You could use all of these items. Different types of vegetables. Boin kumi ilin inun. What are they? Amalon kukuli chandakuki uparpachine. Fine. Let's get so far. Adkan, we spoke in the Mishnah about the first two lines of the Mishnah. Erev and Maaser Sheni. Now we move on to the third line. Neder. The Mishnah had said, "Hanodim ben amazon mutar b'mayim ha'melach." If you make a neder from mazon, nutritional items, then water and salt are mutar. So Taman Taninim, we learned in the Mishnah in Nedarim, "Hanodim ben amavushal mutar b'sliv ha'shalok." If you make a neder from cooked, fully cooked items, I'm not eating fully cooked items. You're allowed to eat roasted items. You're allowed to eat shalok, which are undercooked items. And the Gemara says, both of these seem to be a problem. Mastisa amrakein, shashalok are mavushal. You look elsewhere, shalok, undercooked, is called mavushal, de taninan. We talk about, when you talk about the zra b'shela, part of the carbon of the nazir that has to be cooked. The Mishnah says, ayim avashal sashlamim o shulkan. You could cook or shulkan, or just cook it very completed, right? It hasn't been completed yet. So therefore, you see from here, the Torah says it has to be cooked, but even shlika is considered, is yotze. Ukaraya amar shaslaik mevushal. There's even a pasuk that says that roasted could be called mevushal. Shenamar, the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, vayivashlu asa pesach ba'esh. They cooked the pesach in fire. Cooked It can't be cooked. You have to roast the Korban Pesach. So it must be cooking is called roasting. Itamar shlok alach. And if you want to say, oh, Yoshio didn't follow the alacha, no. Rabbi Yonah Butzraya Amar Kamishbat. It says in the Pazak Kamishbat. So again, to reiterate the question, Masisa Shashalak Kori Mavushal. Vikraya Amar Shasalik Kori Mavushal. We have a Brisa that says that undercooked is called Mavushal. We have a Pazak that says roasted is called Mavushal. So how can you say in the Mishnah that Vatanina, Nadur Mavushal, Mutter, Vishleva Shalak? So how can you say in the Mishnah that if you make a Nedder from Mavushal, you're Mutter in these things? It's clear that they're included in this Lashon. Answer, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Yesod Gadol in Nadarim, Hilchub in Nadarim, Achalashim in Adam. Don't tell me halachic definitions. Regarding Nadarim, you go by what people meant. Lashon b'nei Adam, people don't have this in mind. See, even though Lashon HaTorah, maybe it's included, but not Lashon b'nei Adam. Amar Rabbi Yoshia argues on Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchu b'nadarim achalashon Torah. No, by Nadarim, you go after Lashon Torah. Ma nafik b'nei Adam, my nafkamina. So one nafkamina is what we just said. That what's included in Mavushal. But there's another nafkamina. Amar konam yayin shani toeim b'chag. I'm not going to have any wine on Chag. Chag means Sukkis. Chag means Sukkis. Does it include Shmini Atzeres? I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan, Asr B'Yantav Acharon. Going to Rabbi Yochanan, even Yantav Acharon. Because people call Shmini Atzeres, and then people say, what are you doing for the first day Sukkis, the last day Sukkis? Shmini Atzeres in people's minds is part of Sukkis. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to drink wine on the last day. I'll die to Rabbi Yoshia Mutter. According to Rabbi Yoshia, he would say Mutter wine on Shmini Atzeres, because after all, the Torah does not consider it part of Sukkis, as we know, Pazar Kashav, right? The ways that Shmini Atzeres is a separate chag. And the Gemara just adds, maybe not. It could be that even Rabbi Yoshia would say Asur here. Oh, for Rabbi Yoshia, Modeshu Asur, Lo Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Elo Lechumra. And it could be that Rabbi Yoshia only meant it as Chumra. Meaning, you go by Lashon B'nei Adam or Lashon Torah, whichever one is Lechumra, that's what you would say. Period. Regarding Sukkis, the Shmini Atzeres being the last day of Sukkis or something separate, it even is reflected in the different nischos that we know. Different nischos. What do you say? Siman Tafri Samaches and Arachayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, what do you say in davening on the night of Shmini Atzeres? Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. Which, if you translate it, it's the eighth day. It's the Chag HaAtzeres. It's the closing of the Chag. Chag HaAtzeres. Or the other Lashon is Shmini Atzeres Achag Hazeh. Right? It's the eighth. That's even more Lashon. It's the Atzeres of the Chag. That sounds like it's part of Sukkos. Atzeres Achag Hazeh. And the other way is Yom Shmini. Yom Shmini Chag Ho Atzeres. Yom Chag Shmini Atzeres Achag Hazeh. That Lashon. Shmini Atzeres, right? The Mr. Brie here quotes other. That's Lashon. Shmini, it's the Atzeres of the Chag. But the Levush quotes other Lashonos, that it's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres. Sounds like it's a separate, independent Yantif. Okay, either way, even in the Lashon, you get the picture of whether it's part of it or a part of it. Okay, we'll stop here.